Little Dorrit by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. Sun and Shadow. 30 years ago, Marseille lay burning in the sun one day. A blazing sun upon a fierce August day was no greater rarity in southern France then than at any other time before or since. Everything in Marseille and about Marseille had stared at the fervid sky and been stared at in return, until this staring habit had become universal there. Strangers were stared out of countenance by staring white houses, staring white walls, staring white streets, staring tracts of arid road, staring hills from which verdure was burnt away. The only things to be seen not fixedly staring and glaring were the vines drooping under their load of grapes. These did occasionally wink a little, as the hot air barely moved their faint leaves. There was no wind to make a ripple on the foul water within the harbour, or on the beautiful sea without.